This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله الطاهرين. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and welcome to this episode in our series For a Better Life. Before we start, let me present my condolences to the entire Muslim Ummah for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the grandson, the very beloved grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Truly, the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, the event of Karbala, and what transpired there is a painful event and a dark spot in the history, and will never be forgotten, inshallah. And that fire that is lit in the hearts of the believers, those who recognize the truth, will always be lit. And when we remember the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and when we commemorate what happened in Karbala, what happened on the day of Ashura, it's important for us to go beyond just the tears and just beyond the commemoration and actually learn what Imam Hussein sacrificed his life and everything for. Imam Hussein had a movement. It wasn't just a suicide mission. It wasn't just a battle, an arbitrary battle between two people. It was a movement, a stance of truth against falsehood. And so we need to learn the lessons that Imam Hussein intended us to learn through this movement. And the very obvious lesson that comes out of this, the first one that we can think of, is this lesson of rising against oppression. Imam Hussein rose against tyranny. The caliph of the time, the ruler of the time, Yazid ibn Muawiyah, was a tyrant. He was an oppressor. And he asked Imam Hussein to do bay'ah of him. And Imam Hussein did not do so, and he was ready to fight. Yazid was known for his tyranny. Yazid was openly, not only tyrannical, but was also openly going against the Islamic rules and the whole religion of Islam. So it wasn't just about the oppression he's doing on the people, but he's also removing and destroying the religion of Allah, which was brought by the Prophet with so much effort. And this was the solution for peace and justice for the entire world. As time progresses, and Yazid was on his way to destroy this, and Imam Hussein had to take a stance, and this stance of fighting against the oppressor. So we also need to learn this, and we also need to learn the lesson that we need to fight the oppressor. And this is something that we all know, and we hear it every year and so on, but it's important for us to be reminded about this. Now, there's an interesting story in the Quran, in chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 22. So basically, the story is about the people of Musa when they left the Egypt and they ran away from Fir'aun, and they were saved by Prophet Musa from the oppression of Fir'aun. Then it was Allah's command for Prophet Musa to take the people to this new land, which I believe is Palestine. And Prophet Musa told the people, let's go in this land, it's a holy land, and we're going to stay there. Prophet Musa says, يَا قَوْمِ اُدْخُلُوا الْأَرْضَ الْمُقَدَّسَةَ الَّتِي كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَلَا تَرْتَدُّوا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِكُمْ فَتَنْقَلِبُوا خَاسِرِينَ. O my people, enter the holy land which Allah has ordained for you, and do not turn your backs, and do not turn your backs, or you will become losers. Now here, the people of Musa say this to him, قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى. They said, O Musa, إِنَّ فِيهَا قَوْمًا جَبَّارِينَ وَإِنَّا لَنَدْخُلَهَا حَتَّى يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا فَإِنْ يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا فَإِنَّا دَاخِلُونَ. They said, O Musa, there are a tyrannical people in this city. We will not enter it until they leave it. But once they leave it, we will go in. So you see, here they have a command. The people of Musa have a command from Allah that they should enter this earth. And these people are saying, no, but there are tyrants in it, and so we won't go into it. But Prophet Musa is saying, you need to go into it. This is the order of Allah. When there's this discussion about, you know, we need to go in, we need to fight, the people tell this to Musa. قَالُوا يَا مُوسَى إِنَّا لَن نَدْخُلَهَا أَبَدًا مَا دَامُوا فِيهَا. O Musa, we will never enter it until they're, as long as they remain in it. فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَ إِنَّهَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ. So you go ahead, you and your Lord, you guys go ahead and fight. We will be sitting right here. So we can see that here the people of Musa were asked to fight the tyrant, to rise against the tyrant and take back what belongs to Allah, technically, the Holy Land. The Holy Land is the land of Allah. He has decided that this land should be used for holy purposes. And the people of Musa refuse to rise against the oppressors in that land. And what they say is, they tell Musa, you just, you know, go and fight it yourself. We'll come later.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor, cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
So it's an important thing to fight the oppressor, to stand behind the Prophet, under the instructions of Prophet, and therefore the Islam, the instructions of Islam, to fight the oppressor. Now, the first thing that we want to do when we want to fight an oppressor, okay, is to know who is the oppressor. Is to know who is the Yazid of our time. You see, Yazid, Fir'aun, these oppressors in the time of Prophet Musa, they were examples of oppressors. But we also, in every era in the history of humankind, there are going to be Fir'auns and Yazids. There are going to be oppressors who are oppressing different regions or sometimes the whole world in this global village. So we need to recognize who the oppressor is and what they're doing, what their plots are. And otherwise we can't fight the oppressor. How are we going to fight the Yazid if we don't realize who is this Yazid? And what happens is, often oppressors take a face of truth. So they pretend to be fighting for something that is good. And in that, under that slogan, they carry out their own evil plans. So if we do not recognize who the oppressors are, we will often side with them, thinking that this person is fighting for the truth, and therefore we would support them and fight alongside them rather than fighting against them. And this is exactly what others have done before. So for example, we have had many movements during the time of the Ahlul Bayt where, for example, they would say, for example, they're rising for defending the blood of Uthman. But in reality, these kind of movements were only pretending to be like this, and they were trying to get power for their own worldly benefit. So we need to recognize who the oppressor is, and then only can we fight it. But we also need to know the oppressor's strategy. We need to know what plots they're using. Then only we'll know how to fight them. Otherwise, we would just fail. We wouldn't be able to recognize where we're being attacked, where the enemy is hitting. So it's important for us that when we're observing the world, is to first listen to the news, be aware of what is happening around the world, and try and distinguish who this Yazid of the time is. But not only that, we need to learn to separate the facts from the false analysis that we get in the news. Because obviously a lot of the stuff we get from the news are the interpretation of the journalists and the government that are controlling the media. So we need to first learn to sieve the content and know what is fact and what is interpretation. And then take away the interpretation and use the fact and interpret it ourselves. But how do we interpret it? How do we interpret these facts? We should do it. We should analyze these based on an Islamic worldview, based on the teachings of Allah through the prophets and the imams. And we see that there are many ways of fighting oppression. And we need basira for this. We need awareness. We need insight in this. And this insight can only come if we have awareness of what is happening in the world and we have some amount of Islamic knowledge. So for example, if there's a duty for all of us to fight oppression, then why did Imam Hassan not fight? Why did Imam Hussein give his blood when Imam Hassan refused to fight? Wasn't Imam Hassan's duty to also fight oppression? But if we think about it, we realize that Imam Hassan was fighting oppression, but he was doing it in a different way, in a way that was more suitable for the situation he was in. Imam Hassan recognized his enemy, he recognized his friends, he recognized the weaknesses that were there on both sides, and came to the conclusion that the way to fight oppression in this case was not to go on the battlefield, but was to step back and fight oppression in different ways. So fighting oppression has its own different ways, and we need to stand behind the Prophet of Allah, behind the Imam, or the representatives of the Imam who base their decisions on the instructions of the Prophet and Imam, and we need to back them and fight the oppression if we want to really be Husseini. If we are going to cry for Imam Hussein, if we are going to commemorate Imam Hussein's death, then we need to also put that into action. And one of the lessons we learn is to fight oppression. So we'll end this episode with this point of fighting oppression. Inshallah, we'll continue with learning more lessons from the movement of Imam Hussein and how to practically implement it in our lives, inshallah, in the following episodes. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh.
All I need to be all I need, and I know that you see how much you mean to me. 'Cause your love is all I need to be all I can be, and I know that you see how much you mean to me. 'Cause your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.